Talk of the Lord's Supper this morning will be coming out of Matthew 26, 39 through 56. Talk about Jesus' last days on earth. The scene is the Garden of Eden. Jesus with his three beloved disciples, Peter, James, and John, are separated from the others, from the other apostles. The others are in a different place in the garden. Judas had already departed. Jesus is a stone away from him, so he's not too far from him. And he's down in deep agony in prayer. The time is getting close to where he's going to be betrayed and he's going to be crucified. And so he's praying, and blood is, sweat is dropping from him like blood's dropping from him. So he's going through all of this agony and stuff, is just the beginning. It's starting to happen. So he's alone, and the three apostles are sleeping while they're waiting, supposed to be watching. The single event that brought him to earth is about to happen. As a horrible mental, moral, physical sufferings, he is about to endure. This is the beginning of it. He prayed to his Father, "If you will, let this cup pass from me. Is there another way to do this than me having to go through this cruel and sinful death for his people?" But he knew God, the Father's will was to do the will of his Father. And sometimes we have to think about, if he decided not to do that, and he had every reason in his mind, if I don't want to do this, I won't. I'll just pray to my Father. But Jesus said, "It's not my will. It's the will of the Father." And sometimes we'll get caught up in doing what we want to do a lot of time instead of doing the will of the Father. I use it in my daily talk or whatever. Every day, it's in my mind to do the will of the Father. And so I try to imitate Jesus in that way, and we should also. But Jesus in his last days, and he said, "Will you let this cup pass from me? So if there's another way out, then you would have it. Please tell me." And at the same time, he knew the Father's will. He knew the plan. He'd been there from the beginning. It was announced in the Old Testament what was going to happen in the New Testament. So he knew what was going to happen, but he was getting weak. And sometimes we get weak, so we have to look back to the Father and remember what Jesus went through. It's the Father's will that we do this. So, and let us think about this for a minute. Another, Jesus knew what had been planned already. He already knew what had been planned. He was experiencing the agony. Was it more? He came down this earth as a man to experience the same thing that we experience today. We cry about little pain today and run somewhere crying about it all the time. He knew the agony he was fixing to have to go through. Very, very severe pain. So, but we're doing the will of the Father, who has all power and who gave him all power on earth and in heaven. Jesus knew what the Father wanted. He says, not "I will be done," but "the will." I'm sorry. He says, "Not as I will, but thy will be done." So he had a choice in the matter, but he's going to do God's will. And he decided to go through with the crucifixion. Think about, if he hadn't done, where would we be today?